Good Saturday morning with Radio On The Go News. I'm Mitch Williams. Our high in the past 24 hours here at the studio is 56 degrees. Our 24-hour low and current temperature is 47 degrees. The Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship is strongly encouraging poultry producers and those with backyard birds to be especially vigilant about the signs and symptoms of highly pathogenic avian influenza and to practice the highest levels of biosecurity around their birds. Recent cases of HPAI were confirmed in South Dakota, Minnesota, and Utah recently, and the destructive virus continues to actively circulate within the wild bird population. With fall migration underway, Iowa's poultry producers and those with backyard flocks should remain on high alert. Commercial and backyard flock owners should prevent contact between their birds and wild birds. Sick birds or unusual deaths among birds should be immediately reported to state or federal officials. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the recent HPAI detections in birds do not present a public health concern. This week, the Missouri City Council held a public hearing on the proposal to submit a community development block grant application to the Iowa Economic Development Authority for a water system improvement project. A representative from the North Iowa Area Council of Governments was present and explained the need for the activity, which was identified by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, City Council, residents, and businesses for the last several years due to a lack of a second well and low water pressure in the city that could result in the contamination of the system. The proposed activities will be funded with a combination of CDBG funds and state revolving loan funds from the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. The application has a due date of January 1, 2024. The council learned the city of Missouri is requesting $500,000 in CDBG funds, and the project includes the construction of a new water well and new water meters in the city. Following the hearing, the Missouri City Council approved to move forward with the application for the water system improvement project. The Hampton City Council on Thursday approved a resolution approving and authorizing a form of loan and disbursement agreement between the city and the Iowa Finance Authority and providing for the issuance and securing the payment of $2,350,000 in water revenue capital loan notes. In other business, the Hampton City Council approved a request from Franklin REC for street closures for the Light Up the Night event on November 25th and approved 28 e-agreements with the Hampton Senior Center and the Hampton Municipal Band for future funding of the nonprofit entities. Iowa Valley Community College District President Dr. Christy Fisher is spending her last days on the job before she begins her new position as president of Kirkwood Community College in Cedar Rapids. Fisher, who has been at IVCCD for over 4 years, tells Radio On The Go News the district survived many challenges during that period of time.
In my first 3 months here, there'd been zero dorm fires prior to that. We had the pandemic, and then the derecho really caused over $1 million worth of damage on our campus in Marshalltown. So those are the hurdles we had to overcome. And when I look at those, and then I think, and we still managed to get over $32 million worth of construction projects done to better serve students in our communities. And that's because our voters voted yes for that in the fall of 2019.
However, Fisher says a state law changed how many times a bond issue could be voted on during a calendar year, which may be a challenge for all community colleges.
You know, we now can only put those on the ballot in November. And when I think of how transformational the bond projects have been for us at Iowa Valley, I really preferred when we could put those on before dates throughout the year that we could run a bond issue depending on when we have need. That's something that worries me going forward.
The Iowa Valley Community College District includes Marshalltown Community College and Ellsworth Community College in Iowa Falls. This past week, the AGWSR School Board discussed Board Policy 503.8. The policy determines the discipline of students who make threats of violence or cause incidents of violence. The board approved to waive the first reading of the policy and then approved the policy on the second and final reading. In other business, the AGWSR School Board discussed the recommendation of a high school baseball coach and the resignation of an assistant high school baseball coach. The board approved a motion to hire Justin Kearns as the new high school baseball coach, who is currently serving as assistant baseball coach. This past Monday, the Iowa Falls School Board conducted its annual tour of the facilities in the district. Following the tour, the Iowa Falls School Board discussed what projects they would like to move forward with. The board is looking at adding a new safe and secure entrance at the high school, construction of a new wrestling room, installing air conditioning where needed in the district, replacing playground equipment at Rock Run Elementary, and building a new high school band room. These proposed projects will be funded by borrowing against the school's Future Secure and Advanced Vision for Education, or SAVE, funds. These funds are provided annually through the state and will not have any implications on property taxes. This past week, the Allison City Council met with Butler County Sheriff Jason Johnson, who discussed the protocol for filing a complaint with the Sheriff's Department. Johnson stated there is a form available at City Hall that can be filled out for complaints that need to be directed to his department. In other business, the Allison City Council discussed electrical issues that a few seasonal campers are having at Wilder Park due to lightning from a recent storm. The council also made the decision to have no additional set of stop signs at the intersection of 8th Street and Elm Street, as they are not needed. This will be located northeast of the Butler County Courthouse. And checking rainfall totals here in the past 24 hours, these can be found online at radioonthego.com under the weather tab. Ackley reporting 1.6 inches of rain, Alexander 4/10, Applington 8/10 of an inch of rain, Ardale 7/10 of an inch of rain, Chapin 6/10, 2/100 in Charles City, 33/100 in Clarion, Dumont a half inch of rain, Fort Dodge 69/100, Geneva 1 inch of rain, Hansel 6/10, Iowa Falls 1.51 inches of rain, Kesley reporting 69/100 of an inch of rain, Marshalltown 65/100, Mason City 43/100, Rowan 55/100 of an inch of rain, Waterloo 1.11 inches of rain, Webster City 3/100, and here at the Radio on the Go studios in Hampton, 37/100 of an inch of rain falling in the past 24 hours. Our high in the past 24 hours here at the studios, 56 degrees. Our 24-hour low, 47. For Radio on the Go News, I'm Mitch Williams.